Just because we're saved does not exclude us from trials in our lives. One man got very upset with me and wrote a letter saying that I did not know God, did not know what I was talking about, when I dealt with the fact that Christians will be tested from time to time. But friend, God does that. But God has a purpose through the test.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we are so glad you joined us today on Truth and Fact. May this be a blessing and encouragement to you. Job 23, verse 10, powerful verse, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." That's right. When God has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Have you ever been through a trial in your life? Ever had a difficulty? Oh yeah, most of us would say, sure, you better believe it. I'm sure that all of us at one time or another had some difficult days. We've experienced trials or storms of life. Perhaps some of you are listening to this right now and you're going through some kind of trial right now. As a Christian, we will go through troubles and trials. In fact, Psalm 34 and 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." You know, that tells us some things. It tells us that being a Christian doesn't exclude us from trouble. Being a Christian doesn't exclude us from trials or difficulties. Just because we're saved, just because we're born again, doesn't mean that we're not going to have troubles in life. In fact, if you're a Christian and you love God and you desire to serve God with all your heart, sir, ma'am, I just want to tell you, expect trials. Why? Well, because there's an enemy out there called the devil that doesn't want you serving God. He walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he will try his best to bring you down. He will try his best to shipwreck our faith and to keep us from living for Jesus. It's true, just because we're saved does not exclude us from trouble, but there are many that have gone through great trials in their lives. I think of Abraham. He went through some tough times. How about Moses? Oh yeah, you better believe it. Paul had troubles and trials. He was beaten and thrown in prison, bitten by a snake. Peter had trials. Elijah, you know, they called Elijah a troublemaker because he stood for righteousness. David had trials. Saul tried to kill him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had troubles as they were thrown in the fiery furnace. Job had trials. Oh yeah, Job. What kind of man was Job? Well, the Bible says that he was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. In other words, he lived for God. He lived holy. He lived right. Let me ask you a question. Did Job have troubles and trials? Oh yeah, you better believe it. And we know that the devil was working behind the scenes to destroy Job. But we also know that the devil was not in control, but God was in control. And if God was in control back then, he's in control today, because God doesn't change. And we just need to be reminded that the devil is not omniscient. He's not all-powerful. He's not omnipresent, but God is. The devil is on a leash, and he cannot do just anything that he wants to do. My beloved, God calls the shots, and we serve a sovereign God who's in control. And let me just remind us that God is in control of our life. He's in control of my life. Therefore, although we may endure troubles and trials from time to time, let us be reminded that God is still God. God knows what's going on in my life, and I know that he will bring me through. I love the song, "My God Reigns." Oh, yes, he does, my friend. Psalm 34, 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," but then it says, "But the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Praise God. Listen, my friend, take courage. Hold on to God. Trust him, and I know that God will bring you through. That's right. We can have that confidence that God will help us through it all.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.